brand new tunes from Dinosaur Jr. Their latest is called I Bet on Sky. And that was Watch the Corners. Before that, we had the Buffalo Killers with a track from Dig So Love Grow. That was Hey Girl. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumholdt, and I am joined once again in the studio by the members of, or some of the members, rather, of Beard Team Ohio. We've got Thomas, Nate, Brandon, and Steven in the house. We are talking about BeardCon. It's October 6th in Columbus. And we've talked a little bit about kind of the overall event, but there are a lot of things happening at this event. I know there's vendors, there's the competition. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the specifics of the competition. What sort of categories can folks compete in for the competition aspect of the evening?
All right. So we I've got my little list here.
Cheat sheet.
So we have these are the categories in order that they will be appearing on October 6th at BeardCon. First up, at 6 o'clock, we have the kids category. We put it early so kids can come, have fun, be on stage, and then go home if they need to. And then at 7:30, we start with the most realistic fake beard. Most fantastic fake beard. Natural mustache, styled mustache, natural partial beard, which is a goatee and or any other part
we
of the...
We need more people in that category.
We need more people in that
category. Sideburns. Yeah. Sideburns. Anything that's not a full beard. Yeah.
And then we've got partial beard styled. We've got full beard groomed. We've got full beard natural and full beard styled. And an award for the best costume of the evening.
And team.
And the best team. We have, this year, we are introducing the best team award, where every competitor gains a point for their team. And then every placing earns points more for that team. And we have a 2-foot-tall stainless steel mirror-finished trophy with rosewood stem and base and a gold medallion inlaid into it.
That's right. So if you're already in a beard and mustache club, see, bring as many homies as you can and see if you guys can take home the BeardCon Cup.
It will also be filled with delicious craft beers.
Start a beard club if you're not in.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Or join ours.
Well, if people want to compete, how do they get involved in the competition?
They can go to beardcon.org, and right there you'll see a little flash gallery of all the categories and some explanations, some rules if there are rules, and then below that you have a link to sign up for BeardCon.
Very cool, very cool. Now, the competition is one aspect of the evening. The sort of convention floor aspect is another big part of the evening, and I know you're going to have all kinds of vendors. What can people expect to see as far as that goes?
As far as the vendors go, we've got mustache wax vendors from all over the country. We've got people who sell beautiful braided yarn fake beards, some that look like Viking beards, some that look like whaler beards, all kinds of great stuff. We have soaps and conditioners of the natural and or mass-produced variety to take care of your beard. And we actually have a few food and interesting little coffee and things vendors. So people can buy cool little snacks from around the country, beard stuff. We're even going to have a cool shop from Dayton, Ohio, Press Coffees, coming out to serve a little bit of coffee and donate portions of the proceeds to the charity. So that's very cool.
Very nice.
Basically, anything beard and mustache related, it's going to be there. I promise.
Anything and everything.
Yeah.
I also will be selling pipes there.
That's right.
Alexander's Pipe Emporium. There's a plug there, Seamus.
He does. This man has sold pipes to people from all over the country.
I have.
And I've actually heard from other people, he actually does an amazing job. So
yes, he actually does. Yeah,
I have an Etsy website where you can buy my pipes. I restored vintage pipes.
So yeah. That's right.
Only vintage, so. So I don't do glass vintage or anything like that, so don't. Don't go come to me with the glass stuff.
That's right.
That.
Tobacco pipes.
Yeah, tobacco.
But yeah, this year BeardCon is going to be a convention in the truest sense of the word, in the sense of, yes, the competition is going to be the highlight of the night, and we'll have tons of vendors who are there to sell their goods. But there will also be styling demos, roundtable discussions, and things like that, so you can come and learn about kind of how we came to be as far as I think we'll have discussions about how to start a beard club, how to market a club if you're in one now and you're looking to build a following. We'll have debates on certain beard-sensitive topics. I guess you'll just have to talk to us to figure that out because we don't have time to go into all of it. But it's like I said, it's going to be a convention this year in the truest sense of the term, in which you can come, be educated, and really immerse yourself and learn what this community is about.
Well, and my favorite part of it too is there's going to be carnival games.
That's right.
we almost failed to mention the carnival games, and that's like going to be one of the funnest parts.
Those are always one of the coolest aspects.
Beard mustache themed carnival games, and you just got to come out and see them if you want
to. They need to be
seen
to be believed.
Yeah,
they
true.
Come on out and see them.
And it sounds like you guys are really sort of. You've got things that would appeal to both the very novice, you know, walking in off the street, hey, this sounds kind of interesting, to the very, very serious folks that are, you know, competing nationally and internationally. Was it hard to find that balance when planning out the event of having things that would appeal to, you know, the guys and gals that have been in this for the long haul and are really deep into the community and those people that may just be starting out?
Well, I don't know if it was really difficult. I want to say that it took a while for us as we gained more experience traveling and competing and meeting very serious competitors and meeting a lot of people who were like wherever we were, that was their first beard and mustache competition. So I don't know if I would say it's hard, but I think it definitely took us a while to learn everything that we have learned, just even about event planning and how to throw something of this magnitude and for this broad of an audience. But I think also because we have such a broad range of people on this team that work on this event, we have a lot of ideas that come from all different spectrums. And so every single one of us kind of contributes ideas that we think would be fun for our genre of people, and then it ends up being fun for everybody.
Yeah, I would like to think that all of the events that we've thrown have been friendly to even the most novice or most experienced beard person. But I think the most difficult part was probably and the reason that we've added some of the categories that we have is to make it more evident that it's not an exclusivity thing. This is not necessarily just for people with giant beards or seasoned competitors or anything like that. And so I think I would say the most difficult part has probably been making it more evident that it's open and that there is something for everyone.
However, having said that, I do want to add in one last thing. We, in several opinions, not just my own because it's our event and I love it, but we actually have some of the best judging that I've seen in the country, and I've heard quite a few people actually tell us that we've got the best judging in the country. A lot of people have celebrity judges, which is fantastic. We have expert beardsmen from all different categories, all different facial hairstyles that judge people's beards.
Yeah.
And it makes
this year on the panel we have an actual beard professor, right?
Yeah, we do.
The only beard professor in the world. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a documented professor of facial hair, and he does a lot of his research in how facial hair affects society. And he's a judge this year,
from Wright State, right?
Yes,
that's
he is.
Right.
Dr. Christopher Oldstone Moore. He's going to be a judge this year. He's also giving a talk on the social and historical significance of beards. We've got beard stylists, actual beard stylists who travel the country, freestyle beard competitors. We've got partial beard competitors. It's for everybody, and it's also extremely serious.
Yeah, we take our judging very seriously, and you know we're here to do the best job. Everybody's here to have fun, but you know you hate to see the wrong person lose or the wrong person win, and I think that's reinforced by the fact that we have. I mean, legitimately, the professor. There is no one more qualified. there almost is no one else that has legitimate qualifications.
He's the guy.
On Earth. He is the guy, and we got him, so.
Well, you know, BeardCon is sort of your crown jewel of the year for Beard Team Ohio and the Gem City Gentlemen. What does Beard Team Ohio and or the Gem City Gentlemen do throughout the year, and how could local people get involved, you know, in the regular sort of, you know, happenings of the club?
All right. Well, as you mentioned, I don't know if we've really laid it out explicitly. The Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard is Dayton, Ohio's beard and mustache club, facial hair enthusiast club. We were Ohio's first official chapter of Beard Team USA. And I would argue still its most influential. And we're all members that are sitting here today, all members of the Gem City Gentlemen. And so, yeah, I mean, this is where it all started as far as the whole Beard Team Ohio seed was planted right here in Dayton through the Gem City Gentlemen. Several of us here are founders of that club. And we do, you know, we throw a lot of more minor events. Obviously, as you mentioned, BeardCon is kind of the pinnacle of everything that we work for throughout the year. But we do make it a point to be out in the community and helping the community and having fun here locally. So if you're interested in being in our club, you can check out our website at gemcitygentlemen.com or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/gemcitygentlemen. We're a totally friendly group of guys. Even if you don't want to come out and have beers with us and stuff, if you just want to learn a little bit more about what we're about, or if you need some tips on styling your beard or mustache, we've got some YouTube videos. We've got a YouTube channel that we've posted some really helpful demos and tutorials on, and we're just here to help, guys. So we're here to have fun and give this community something, a little niche thing to be proud of.
Yeah, we have meetings just about every month.
I'd say every 6 weeks or so.
Weeks or so we have a meeting, and the time changes. You got to check the Facebook for that to see when the time's going to be, and you
That's
can
right.
come out and hang out with us.
But we've got just to kind of go back on what some of the stuff we do. A lot of the clubs in Ohio, I think quite of the serious clubs throw actual competitions. That Beard Team Ohio, we sponsor by giving away free tickets, and we donate always a portion of our proceeds of whatever we do at those events to that charity. Last week, Mr. Brandon Tussing here and myself both placed third place in our respective categories at the Bell Fountain Bodybeaters Stash for Cash Battle of the Beards benefit.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah,
that
it
is.
Really is a mouthful. That's a whole lot of bees.
You did a good job.
We've all placed in a Cincinnati beard and mustache competition. Next year, we're actually looking to do a lot more community involvement projects. We're looking to kind of maybe branch out into some beards and beer festivals and fun stuff like that.
Yeah, but we're out there making things happen. We were out at Century Bar last weekend for a bourbon and beards event that was a little bit of fun there, and we had a... Let's see, Cinco de Mustache in May at Quaker Steak and Lube, which ended up being a great time.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep track of us on Facebook and on our website, and we're bound to cook up something fun for you to do.
We also like to help out Dayton itself sometimes, too, when we cleaned up the river for the...
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
We do that. We do stuff like that, too. We try to volunteer for stuff like that, too.
So, you know, we get a little dirty from time to time. It shouldn't really surprise anyone.
Yeah.
But we love this city, and we think that it gets a raw deal sometimes as far as the public eye is concerned. So, you know, we're here to prove 2 points to Gem City Gentlemen anyway. Number one, that Dayton is a great city and great things can come from this city. And number two, you know, that bearded people aren't any specific type of person, but just people that decided to grow a beard and nothing more or nothing less.
Very cool, very cool. Well, you can check these guys out at the big event, October 6th. It is BeardCon. It's in Columbus. BeardCon.org to get the tickets.
Absolutely.
BeardCon.org. More information and tickets available there. You can find out how to be a part of the competition or just how to go and experience this awesome event. Also, check out the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard. We'll have links up to all of this information on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope. Radio. Guys, thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Check them out, BeardCon. It's October 6th in Columbus. All the details online on our Facebook page. Here's some music from Sunkill Moon on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield.
Rusted cars and my shoes.
chapters. See a girl sadly unkept, a child of neglect. Under moons I pass tombs, cross the highway, smell the fumes. See a girl frighteningly gone, somebody didn't want. How do I tell her I don't care? If she sleeps downstairs. I see her on my errand runs, looking nervous like a young Mia Farrow. Walk along the gas stops, window browsing pawn shops, guns, bows and arrows. Up on past the halfway house, past the signs, 80 South, Buttercup and Carol. Dead end of the road, sleeping with the sparrow. When evening comes, I play guitar for the planets and the stars. I leave the porch light on like I do when I'm gone. Winter, spring, summer, fall, basement's yours at a bar. There's always room for you there. Really, baby,
from Sunkill Moon. That's from their latest album. It's called Among the Leaves. And if you just heard our interview with Beard Team Ohio and you're interested in attending BeardCon, you can go on us. Be the third caller at 769-1998. That's 937-769-1998. The winner gets a pair of tickets to BeardCon on October 6th in Columbus. Third caller, 937-769-1998. Here is some new music from Calexico.